I don't know what could possibly be more fundamental to you or anyone than you have to concede elections. And he hasn't conceded the last one. He's plainly not going to concede this one. He now has all of his sycophants around him parroting his party line, which is when they ask them, will you abide by the election results? Yes, if it's a free and fair election, which is another way of saying if we win. You really think this is a place this country should be?
I'm not going to defend the election denialism. I'm not one of those people who believes that.
But what's more important? What kind of country do we have?
How about my daughter not going into a locker room and seeing a man's penis?
Liberal talk show host Bill Maher gets absolutely stunned speechless by Megyn Kelly. The entire interview was a masterclass on how to silence a smug leftist on basic facts. And you're going to get a front row seat. I'm Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And let's dive right in.
Hillary Clinton, of course, is the original election denier. I'm sure you voted for her in 16.
Well, she's not an election denier.
She absolutely was the OG election denier.
She, first of all, she came out before the sun had risen to concede the election to Trump.
And then spent the next 4 years saying he was illegitimate. He was an illegitimate president.
She didn't say he was an illegitimate.
Yes, she did.
You tell me exactly what she said.
She said those exact words repeatedly.
I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president.
Okay. I mean, she conceded the election. Whether you're interpreting her disappointment at losing it as the same thing as Trump not conceding it, I don't know if that's where you're getting it from. But again, it's a tremendous false equivalency. You could ask Hillary Clinton right now who won that election. She will tell you. Donald Trump won
now
the election.
Now she knows she has to because of what Trump has
she
done.
She came out that night
in her dark purple
suit and conceded the election.
Correct. And then spent the next 4 years trying to convince us it was not legitimate.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Now, what you just saw there was Megyn Kelly revealing to Bill Maher that his entire argument against Trump rests on a distinction without a difference. He's trying to make a distinction, but without a difference. Maher is insisting on a distinction. Hillary conceded her election while Trump didn't. And that makes Hillary, that gives her the moral high ground. Megyn Kelly just pointed out that distinction Maher is making is actually devoid of any actual difference between the two. In fact, it's worse. Hillary spent the next 4 years doing everything she possibly could to undermine the legitimacy of that election she supposedly conceded. Maher's trying to make the tortured argument that the reason why Trump is worse than anyone else in the D.C. swamp is because he refused to concede the election. And what Megyn Kelly just did there was confront Maher with the obvious fact, what the hell do you think Hillary and her cronies were doing for 4 years? What was Hillary and James Comey and John Brennan all doing? Spying on Trump, using Russian collusion hoax based on a fabricated dossier, costing taxpayers tens of millions of dollars in a worthless investigation. What the hell do you think they were doing? You see, what I so despise about these kinds of sentiments that Bill Maher expresses here is how they play right into the kabuki theater that is the D.C. swamp. They're all liars. They concede with their lips, all the while they undermine that concession with their collusion behind the scenes. And that, according to Maher, that lying collusion, when it's done by the deep state, is perfectly acceptable. But when Trump comes out in the open and says, oh, no, that's the single biggest threat to our democracy since 9-11, and of course, January 6th.
I think on January 20th, 2025, he'll show up at the White House, whether he's invited or not. And I don't think that's going to be good.
He's going to bomb in if he lost?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Bomb is a word I wouldn't even throw around lightly.
Oh, stop it. He's not going to do that.
Right. Like there was never an attack on the Capitol.
I hear you. But he's
that
not going to show
happened.
Up at the inauguration.
Like they didn't show up at the Capitol and break windows and knock down doors and kill cops and chase.
They didn't do that.
They didn't break windows.
They didn't
knock
kill
down
cops.
They of course did.
No, they didn't.
Who did? They died of natural causes that day?
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. The medical examiner has determined that he suffered two strokes and died of natural causes.
Yeah, nobody died that day.
Cops?
No, not true. Who?
Okay.
Who?
Oh, I don't remember the names.
They didn't. There was Brian Sicknick, who died later after the fact.
Hey, gang, did you know that there's a way that you can actually crack the code on insider trading legally and ethically? Crazy, right? But there is. Just when it seems like the corrupt politicians in Washington are the only ones who get to buy and sell stocks with impeccable timing, their secret is out. Thanks to a little-known SEC database, courageous patriots like you and me can see exactly what the big CEOs are buying up in real time. Just like Pelosi, we can use that info to ride the wave of their moves and beat the market. So here's the easiest and fastest way to get this information. Join me and my good friend Ross Givens Thursday, May 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern for an absolutely free training. Just click on the link below to register. Again, it's online and completely free. Ross is a master of the insider trading world, and he's seen his returns of upwards of 200%. Some have even hit as high as 1,500%. So don't wait. This is an amazing opportunity to transform your financial future the same way the politicians in D.C. do it, but legally and ethically. Click on that link below. Grab one of the final seats with me and Ross's free training. You will not regret it. Now, that was just patently intellectually lazy. I mean, I know Mars smokes a lot of pot, but how do you go into an interview, particularly with Megyn Kelly, that utterly unprepared on your understanding of the basic facts surrounding an event you claim is so radically paramount for the future of our nation? It's beyond belief. U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died days after the J6 riot, and the medical examiner ruled he died of natural causes. How on earth can you even remotely claim to be a commentator on political events and not actually know what those events are? Bill Maher is living under a delusion. Megyn Kelly exposed the fact that Maher believes that events happened that never actually took place, but then he uses those false beliefs as justification for his hatred of all things Trump. And then the issue of illegal immigration came in, and it wasn't pretty.
But you bypass the immigration question. I mean, like, that
I'm not
a lot
bypassing
of
it. I think it's a disaster.
How would you put this guy back in there for four more years to leave the doors open?
And like, it was so much better under Trump?
Yes, it was better under Trump. Are you kidding me?
It was somewhat better.
Oh, Bill.
It was somewhat better.
Go look up the immigration rates.
Yeah, I know.
Illegal immigration
rates.
No,
I agree.
For 2020, for 19 to 20.
I'm not defending Biden on immigration. I don't understand why it's so difficult in this country to stop people coming through the border. I don't. And I watched that 60 Minutes piece they did on it a couple of months ago, and they had films of people coming through this hole and the Border Patrol just watching them and basically waving. I don't understand why. I don't understand why this country can't accomplish something like that. It doesn't seem like it's impossible. But so
we
many
can.
Things in this
country. What? That's what's so aggravating. We can accomplish it. We can stop what's happening at the southern border. We just won't under Joe Biden. And he keeps pretending like he has no agency on it, but he does have agency. There are a lot of executive orders he could do just like Trump did. He won't. And you know why? It's because of the people who use the word Latinx who are trying to lecture him that it's not humane to enforce our borders.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Again, we appear to be dealing with someone who's just plain intellectually lazy. Maher made the audacious claim that Biden and Trump were basically equivalent when it came to their illegal immigration policies. I mean, this is beyond farcical. Under Trump, apprehensions at the southern border more than doubled. The number of ICE arrests of illegal immigrants inside the country rose by 30% in Trump's first year as president. This happened shortly after he signed an executive order giving the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency broad and sweeping authority to detain illegal immigrants, even including those without criminal records. And then keep in mind, this is all happening at the very same time Bill Maher's political party, the Democrats, the people Bill Maher votes for, were demanding that ICE be abolished. And the number of deportations under Trump rose by at least 20%. Joe Biden has literally dismantled all of that. That's why we're seeing this crisis at the southern border. And the intellectual laziness of Bill Maher could care less. Look, I know that Maher has been trying to rebrand himself to appeal to the right, to the more classical liberal right of late, especially in his tirades against wokeness, the far left's assault on free speech, and pro-Palestinian progressives and the like. But in the end, the ultimate contradiction here is that Maher, in the end, will vote for every one of those leftist politicians. He really is a walking contradiction and is hardly a political pundit any patriot ought to be admiring. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn, they are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.